The early trend for the Australian share market continued into the afternoon on Tuesday in the ASX 200, finished down by 47 points, or about 0.8%. The main theme today was the weakness in the lenders. After the Moody's credit rating agency yesterday downgraded the credit ratings for a range of Australian banks, and that's why the NAB, ANZ and Westpac groups were all down by more than 1% today. This had a knock-on effect as far as property stocks were concerned. We saw GPT and Goodman Group each down by about 2% as well. Oversupplied energy markets remain a factor as far as oil prices are concerned, which weighed on energy stocks. They were the biggest decliners in outright terms today. Santos, Oil Search and Woodside were all down by more than 1%. Worth pointing out the fortunes of the retailers, which took quite a knock yesterday. At the weekend, of course, we talked about the acquisition of a fresh food organization on the part of Amazon, what this might mean in terms of their global ambitions. This had unusual ramifications locally, with most consumer-facing names lower, but today JB Hi-Fi recovered with a 2% gain and Harvey Norman was up by about 1%. Worth pointing out the fortunes of Accenture today. That stock was up by about 4%. The content marketing company has been a serial underperformer, but there are suggestions that there might be a buyer in the ranks for that organisation today, helping the stock higher. Tabcorp and Tats were in focus today. The long-ranging discussion around the merger between these two organisations is coming to an end, with the Australian Competition Tribunal green lighting the merger of the two organisations effectively today. Was pending an asset sale on the part of Tabcorp. And we saw Tats shares up 3.5% and Tabcorp up by about 0.5% today. Elsewhere, Oraton up by 4%. They've completed a strategic review, which has revealed the potential for some buyers in the offing for that group. And the Aussie dollar firmer at 76.1 US cents.